USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medicare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medicare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The shooting of the Los Angeles deputy last week was a hoax. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Completely fabricated.
That's what a spokesman for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department now says about the deputy sheriff who claimed he was shot by a sniper on Wednesday.
There was no sniper, no shots fired, and no gunshot injury sustained to his shoulder.
Deputy Angel Reynosa had claimed he was shot while in the parking lot of the sheriff's department, shot by someone on a building next door. They now say he made everything up and even used a knife to rip a fake bullet hole in his uniform. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More violence around protests in Hong Kong, where police pulled their guns to fire warning shots after protesters came at them with sticks and makeshift projectiles. The police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Protesters called the police gangsters while chasing them following an earlier standoff that ended when police volleyed tear gas canisters at them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now set to be arraigned today in Manhattan on a new charge of sexual misconduct, marking the fourth indictment brought against him. He's been accused of rape, charges he denies, while maintaining that any sex he's had was consensual. Reports indicate the latest indictment involves Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, who claims Weinstein raped her in 1993. Arizona's Joe Arpaio is looking to get his old job back. Arpaio, the 87-year-old Republican, served as sheriff of Maricopa County from 1993 until 2016 when he lost his reelection bid to Democrat Paul Penzone. The former sheriff known as America's toughest sheriff, was convicted of criminal contempt of court for refusing to stop racial profiling practices, but was eventually pardoned by President Trump. Arpaio says if he's elected to serve a seventh term, he'll reopen that tent city jail that was closed in 2017. And a resurfaced photo of Jimmy John's founder, Jimmy John Leito, is sparking renewed calls for a boycott of the sandwich chain. The photo is of him posing with an elephant that he killed. It's made the rounds on social media before, but on Friday it started trending again on Twitter, leading to the hashtag boycott Jimmy John's. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.